Welcome. This is Miss Krista, and you have found Kinks and Drinks. What do you have? Tonight's special is sensory deprivation. That sounds like a lot of fun. You can find us live here every Saturday night on the Discord Enchantrix Radio server. You must be 21 or older to partake. You can listen to the replay on Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. How is everybody tonight? Well, I am going to start off tonight with a huge announcement. Some of you already know, but I am going to go ahead and announce it anyway. We are going to have another Stroke-a-thon. It is going to be May 23rd, and you have a little while to get set up, get signed up, I guess. And here is the links. I'm going to go ahead and drop them. And also go ahead and drop this while I'm at it. Give me just a second to find it. There it is. And bam, there you go. A little bit of graphics to go along with it. So, that major announcement, those things are a blast. Just so you know, I was part of the last one, and I am part of this one as well. And it is just a lot of fun. Basically, what you do is you stroke, and one that's left the longest stroking wins. So that's pretty much the whole thing. And, you know, I had some people asking if we ever do anything for people that are not, like, under-endowed. Well, here it is. The Stroke-a-thon is not for the tiny or for any specific group, just those who want a stroke. So anyway, there's that. And now, the next thing I'm going to discuss is my wonderful drink for this week. It is a delightful drink. Now, what this is, I call it Overcome by Darkness. When all the darkness takes the light, the ritual has begun. And if anybody knows that song, Maud, I know you do. You can go ahead and tell everybody. I don't care. But anyway, Alter Bridge, yes it is. Isolation, that's the song. And it is a great song too, by the way. But anyway, it is 2 ounces of Gosling Dark 151 rum. Good stuff. The stuff that's really good. 5 ounces of ginger beer, 1/2 ounce of fresh lime juice, and you garnish it with a lime well. Now, on this drink, what you do is you pour the ginger beer into the highball glass first, filled with ice, and then you put in the lime juice, and then you top it with the dark 151. It gives it that layer. It gives that dark look above, but before you drink it, you stir it. You serve it this way to where you get that cool layered look. But then, before you drink it, you stir it, and you get all the flavors mixed together, and it fucking rocks. I want to tell you that right now. I'm drinking one right now, and it is delicious. So, now, without further ado, we've got the drink out of the way. We got the announcement out of the way. Now, let's get into some sensory deprivation. Does everybody know what sensory deprivation fetish is? Well, I am going to tell you whether or not you know or not. Sensory deprivation fetish is a BDSM practice where one or more of a person's senses, typically sight, hearing, or touch, are intentionally restricted or removed to enhance sexual arousal. By reducing environmental input, this practice intensifies the remaining senses, making touch, sound, and anticipation more acute. Yes, that's how I feel about it, Callie, is I love sensation play, and sensory deprivation is so much more effective if, welcome, glad to have you here. Is that Patty? Oh, nope, that's smaller penis than Becky. I love it. Oh, I love that. Yes, it's Patty. I thought you had changed your name to that. I thought I recognized your pro pic. So, I love sensory play. Oh, Becky changed it. She's bad about that. She does all kinds of crazy stuff. That's why we all love her. So, sensation play is how I always start off sensory deprivation. And what you do is you get the sensations just screaming. And then you start taking away sensories, like sight, like hearing, like touch. Just start taking things away little by little. Yeah, probably. Yeah, Miss Harper's little prank was quite funny, and Becky got hit with a April Fool's prank that was pretty funny as well. I laughed hard when she told me about that. She had read somewhere that all of our currency was going to go to Trump coin, and she believed it and fell right for it. So yeah, it was funny. All right. Now, I want you to think about this, too, when you're doing, if you're going to do any kind of sensory play, sensory deprivation play. There's other things that you can do. Now, you got to have a willing partner. You just can't go abducting people. That's bad. You can't do that. That's against the law. Ms. Harper changed my screen name. What'd she change it to? To applesauce? Yuppers, yep, Mott's applesauce, and you left it. See, you know what side your bread's buttered on, don't you? It's actually insane here in the States that onion can't compete. Well, yeah, that's pretty much how it works. But so anyway. Back to the sensory play and the sensory deprivation. If you have a willing partner, to start off sensory deprivation, if you don't start it off with a lot of sensory play first, if you want to go straight into it, I have done this, and I have been a part of it on both sides. But basically what they do is, you know how the spies get a hood put over their head, and they get drove around and then taken to another site somewhere. And they have no idea how far they went because they could drive around for hours and only go 5 miles. So you can do that, and that adds an element of time deprivation as well, because you don't know exactly what's going on, where you're at, any of that kind of stuff. Then you start doing all kinds of sensory play and start removing senses as well. That is a huge fun. I have done that. I was the one that was actually hooded and took away at one point. I've done that. And it was extremely disorienting, almost a little scary, and unbelievably exciting. And, well, this little soiree went on for about 27 hours, I guess is what we did. And they, my partner drove me around for an hour and a half, and we went three blocks away to one of his buddy's house. So, yeah, it can be very, very fun. Now, core components and methods. Sight deprivation is the most common. Take away somebody's sight and they don't know when you're walking up on them. They don't know a lot of things. They don't know what you're going to touch them with. It's just a lot of things. I do not believe that this is the proper order to do this. If you're going to have sensation play and sensory deprivation play, bondage is a must. You cannot be able to remove whatever sensory devices they put on you. And you need to be restrained where you can't physically move around. You can't do anything. You are helpless at that point. So bondage, in my opinion, is the first and foremost part of sensory play. Even if you're doing sensation play, you do not want somebody to be able to stop you from doing whatever it is that you're trying to do. So I do believe tethering somebody to the bed or wherever, fun story. My best friend, she's also my business partner, she is a pro dom, dominatrix, and she has the most wonderful, she calls it a punishment table. And this table is made out of hardwood. It is beautiful. Oh my God, it's beautiful. The top is covered with padded Corinthian leather. It's got the kind of shackles. They're the half moon that has the bolt that goes through them, like the medieval kind of shackles. That's what's on the table, and it is just, it's just a monstrosity, but it's so cool. But anyway, that is another thing that you can be tethered to that is a lot of fun. I've been on that table before with sensory play. Matter of fact, I'll go ahead and tell you that story before we get really deep into this. I had agreed that I would give up control to, my friend's name is Carrie, by the way. I told her that I would give her control, and she tied me to this table. Then she hooded, well, before she hooded me, she put on shooting range earmuffs, the kind that you, when you go to the shooting range, that basically kill all sound. Then she hooded me tied to this table, and then she left. And she was gone for fucking ever. I had no idea when she was coming back, if she was coming back, what the fuck was going on. And she came back, and then she has these little spots that she can tie toys. And she tied a dummy to resting right on my clit and left again. Didn't turn it on, just tied it to me. And 15, 20 minutes later, it started going off randomly. And come to find out, this bitch was sitting down there in her little punishment area, drinking wine, laughing at me. And I couldn't hear a fucking thing. All I could do is just, you know, every so often I could feel her moving around, touching me and shit. And then, oh yeah, this went on for several hours. And you want to talk about some of the most intense fucking orgasms I've ever had in my life, because I had no idea what was going on. And that, in the essence of all of this, is what sensory deprivation is all about. It heightens everything. So now with that little story being told, now I'm going to move on to sound deprivation. I just discussed that. She put those muffs on my ears. I could not hear a damn thing. And when you're blindfolded and you can't hear, It is exciting. It's scary. It is overwhelming. It is every emotion you can kind of think of gets all wrapped up into one happy, horrifying little bubble. So, I did not, Mont, because, as I said, this woman, she reminds me so much of one of our mistresses here, Miss Hadley. Excuse me. Miss Hadley is the mistress of the month right now. Another announcement. She is a wonderful lady. Give her a try if you haven't. She's a lot of fun. And if you give her a try during this month, you get 5 free minutes added to your call. Just tell the dispatcher when you call, you would like your 5 free minutes with the mistress of the month. Oh, and she is. She is fun and funny. But anyway, Carrie is a lot like her. She does not switch. She does not ever bottom, ever. Yes, Miss Hadley is, she is, I tease her all the time because her pro pick has got that piece of wood behind her. I think it's just decoration on the wall. But every time I see it, I see a paddle. I don't know why, but when I see her pro pick, I see the paddle behind her. But anyway, that's why I didn't ever get to return the favor, is because Carrie doesn't do that. She don't swing that way. So anyway, some of the best orgasms I've ever had have been with sensory deprivation. Super, super hot. Okay, back to the sound. Noise-canceling headphones are the best, without a doubt, because even if you put the other kind of earplugs or earmuffs, you can hear things muffled. With the noise-canceling, you can't hear nothing. Another good option, if you don't have those, is some Bluetooth headphones with music playing in them fairly loud, because then all you can hear is the music. Another good little thing that works really well. Touch deprivation. Restricting movement through bondage. Well, that's a must. That is essential for any kind of sensory play or sensation play, anything like that. You must be restricted. You must be restrained. Just my thing. Then there is a speech restriction. Good old fucking ball gags. God, you gotta love them, especially for them talkative bitches that won't shut the fuck up. Ball gag them and let them. That's a whole lot of fun for me. Patty says, I'm imagining those full body latex bed suit things. Oh, yeah? Those can be fun, too. And Callie says, bondage is not bondage without gags. That's right. And then Patty says, I feel personally attacked. I don't talk that much. No, you're not being attacked. I'm just telling people what you're saying. So on the show, when they listen to it, if they're not here live, they actually know what was going on in the chat a little bit better. No, I'm not attacking you, sweetie. Not at all. No. Mott, on the other hand, he may get attacked. I do attack him from time to time. Oh, okay. Just making sure. I didn't want you to think that I would attack you. Yes, Pant, again, I need to put that as my opening. Pants are always optional on my show. Orgasms, on the other hand, must be priorly approved by your mistress. Period. So there. Now, the speech, I love ball gags. I really do. And then here's the other one. You remember me starting off the night with the being hooded and drove around? That is total isolation, or the being deprived the knowledge of where you're at. Callie says, wait, people are wearing pants listening to K&D? What? I know. I can't imagine anybody wearing pants listening to my show. Just don't come. That's my only rule. You can go without pants all night long. Just don't come unless you have prior authorization. Now, some of the psychological and physiological effects. Heightened sensitivity to the senses that are not taken from you. For example, I don't ever just go in and say, okay, you all are getting, or I don't ever just go into a deprivation scenario and take all of your senses at once. There's no fun in that. There's some fun in it, but it's even more fun to take them one by one, a little at a time. Because what it does is heightens the senses that you still have. So you take the sight, you start hearing better. You can hear the clickety-clack of my heels on the hard floor. You can hear me going over and getting a toy and turning it on and turning it off. There's, you know, little things that you can hear. And then you take that away as well. And then the sense of smell comes in. Well, I guess, what in your cup of tea? Well, have a wonderful night. And then by the time you get all of your senses taken away, then there is intense anticipation of not knowing what's going to happen next, which creates that euphoric, scared to death feeling. You're euphoric because of the excitement and scared to death because you have no idea what's coming next. Yes, I have to agree with that one, Patty. I love being able to hear the clickety-clack, and I love being able to provide the clickety-clack. That's one of them sensory or them sensation stimuli when you're having sensation play is the sound. Another one is the sound of like a woman tapping her fingers. Her fingernails on a hard table or whatever, you know she's there. The sense of smell, believe it or not, will become very heightened when you take your scent, when you take the sense of hearing and your eyesight away. You'll start smelling things. And I do love to introduce new smells during a session. That's, you know, of course, this is in-person sessions. But add a smell. And especially, you know, you can do things like bring it right up on them if you have them blindfolded and their hearing being deprived. Oh, yeah. Well, you will definitely smell the leather, and the leather will become even more overwhelmingly powerful. However, there are a lot of hoods that I like to use that have the nose opening. They're not fully closed. I like having air holes for the mouth and for the nose, just safety part of it. I don't like to hood somebody in such a way that they are completely hooded, because if they start hyperventilating, whatever, I want them to be able to get plenty of air. So I am not a big fan of the solid hooded. mask. However, even the leather ones with that, you'll still smell the leather. Now, when you can do this with your partner, and say you and your partner switch dominant roles, submissive roles, there is that power exchange. And that is a fun dynamic to push into gear, is when you can actually go from being the one being tied up to being the one that is in complete control. Vigorously writing notes. I like that. Patty must be the only one knows that there's going to be a quiz at the end of the show. I'm just kidding. We don't do that. Trust and intimacy. This requires a lot of trust to let somebody do these kind of things to you. And it does enhance your intimacy with this person, because your trust levels will, they will be enhanced. You will start trusting and the intimacy goes great. Well, you have a nice night. Have a good one. Glad you got to see part of my show anyway, or hear part of my show. So, now, as I was saying, there are some safety and risks that you have to deal with. Always have a safe word. Doesn't matter what kind of BDSM, what kind of play you're doing, always have a safe word, to where when that word is uttered, it's done. Or if you're taking away speech, have some kind of signal that they can make to where you know that we have to stop. And, you know, what I usually do is when I tie somebody down, I will give them a cloth of a certain color, like red or just a cloth. And as long as it's in their hand, everything is fine. But if they drop it, we stop and we find out why they dropped it, if they dropped it on accident or if it was part of the safe word thing. So just something to keep in mind. Always keep things safe. Supervision. Now, I've been guilty of this from time to time. The restricted person should never be left alone. I have been guilty of leaving people alone. However, I typically do it in a room that I have a camera to where I can watch them. Not recording, putting it out on the internet. I don't do that. But I do try to watch if I'm going to be doing that. Yeah, there's no live feeds or anything like that. It's just me watching them if I'm out of the room. Yeah, the cloth code I learned a while back, because you can't say a safe word if you're ball gagged correctly. Just can't. Sensory deprivation, certain aspects of it, may not be for everyone. If you're claustrophobic, sensory deprivation may just be another form of just sheer torture for you. So always make sure that is something that you're aware of before you get into something like that. So now we've started painting a couple of nice little pictures with this. I did a little research to see what others thought of sensory deprivation. And I will be posting these links. I'm just going to hit some hot spots of it. But I have an article from autostraddler.com. And the name of that article is Sensory Deprivation BDSM for Beginners. And it just goes over the basics of what to do, how to do it, how to have fun with it. And it's a pretty short little article. And then I have another one by Love Honey. Does everybody know what Love Honey is? Oh, it is a wonderful site. They do a lot of different kinds of blogs and a lot of different fetish type of things. This one is pretty cool. And it goes over a lot of the same things of what we talked about, but they get a little bit more in depth and a little bit more detailed. It's like their touch, when they talk about the touch of sensory play, they get into the PVC, the leather, the latex, the mesh, the silk, and then taking that away. And, of course, the hearing. And now, here's why I actually like this article. And I want to get into a little bit of this. How can sensory deprivation improve sex? I know all of us are wondering that question, right? I know it's definitely something that I love. Sensory deprivation is one sure way to improve your next shag. I love that. Little Austin Powers in there. Stripping back the senses to let others take over is a great way to shake up your usual routine when it comes to bumping uglies. So, simply sliding on a blindfold or sliding into some fetish wear can make your next bang a whole lot more for the buck. Yes, an us-based... Yeah, me and my partner, we have... Matter of fact, our entire staff is all women. We don't have a man, one, that works for us. So, yeah. That's been in my real life job. So, yeah. For many, sensory deprivation is also an amazing way to build trust and intimacy with your partner in crime. When you're without one or more of your senses, you are completely vulnerable. You are reliant on that person to... make sure you're safe. Make sure you're taken care of. Make sure you're tormented. Make sure you're pleasured. All those things. Has anybody here... I debated whether or not I was going to bring this up because this could really ruin it for somebody that is... On the borderline of whether or not they want to explore sensory play and bondage play. And if you are on the border of that, let this be a guide towards only doing it in your bedroom, not doing it when you're out vacationing or take a trip up to the mountains or whatever. Has anybody seen or read the book Gerald's Game? That is taking bondage. It's not really, there's a little bit of sensory deprivation in that, but basically what it is, it's bondage. And long story short, a couple goes up to a secluded cabin. Don't tell anybody they're going. She gets tied down, and he becomes no more. And she is tied up in a cabin with no help. That's all I'm going to give you on the book. Read it. Don't watch the movie. Read the book. Way better. All of Stephen King's movies are like that. If you read the book, you'll get way more out of it. But anyway, yeah, that's another one of those. To me, when I read the book and then I started really experimenting with bondage and sensory play, it just made it even more exciting for me. I love it. It's one of those, it's like, fuck. Yeah, give me more, give me more, give me more. So, yeah. check it out. It's a good read. And, you know, we have commercialized this too. And I'm looking at a couple of the sites that I pulled up. Come on. Jesus, good God almighty. Enough of the 50 fucking shades of gray. Be yourself. Do your thing. Don't let mainstream fetishism interfere with actually having a really good time. So, anyway. The next article I would like to discuss with you, this one's kind of fun. I've had a lot, I really got excited reading this one. And like I said, all these links will be on my page tomorrow. So go check them out. You will enjoy some of these reads. This one here is by Misa. Frio.com. And the name of the article is Feel More with Less. Increase your pleasure with sensory deprivation. Sensory deprivation is a deliberate removal of stimuli from our senses. The reasons might vary. Nevertheless, it can reveal a lot about the way we are wired. For instance, science once held the belief that we are kept awake and conscious by the constant process of filtering and processing stimuli from our surroundings. Goes on to say that, you know, however, that has been disproven to a certain extent, but not completely. The absence of visual and verbal clues of what is about to happen next will greatly increase the erotic tension. Remember me telling you that earlier? Well, here it is in writing. Guess what? I must not be lying about it. But this is a really good article as well, and highly recommend. And all these are pretty short reads. There's none of them that are very long, but they all have some really fascinating and good information in them. I'm not going to take the time to go through every bit of it, but they are definitely worth checking out. Now, places to actually have your senses taken away from you. I'll tell you one of my, I love my bed because it's comfortable. But I'll tell you another place that's a lot of fun. I have a bear claw, or one of them tiger claw, garden tubs. It's great big. It's a great big thing, but it's on those tiger claw deals. I love putting somebody in that tub with no water in it. And then taking away senses. Tying them to the bear, to the tiger claw. Tying them to that and then just leaving them in the tub. It does a couple of things. One, the comfort level is not the greatest. So you get a little of that. Number two, that tub can get a little chilly, which adds to another sensation. And I love the echoes in a bathroom. Bathrooms echo really nice, so you don't take away their hearing. You leave that if you're going to do this kind of sensation play and let them hear the clickety-clack. Let them hear the door opening and closing. Let them hear the water running in the sink. Make them wonder what the fuck is going on with the water running. What is she getting ready to do? All those kind of things add to it. It adds to the flavor. Makes it so much more fun. You like that? You're liking this, Hamat? I think it's just because you're a pervert and you like all that nasty stuff, which I respect the hell out of that because I am too. I am 100% freak, just so everybody knows. Now, We wouldn't be here if you weren't perverts. I love that, Callie. What a great answer. And this show is, oh, by the way, this show is brought to you by Callie's request this week. She is the one that wanted to know a little bit more about deprivation play. So when you ask for a show, you certainly get a show. And I always do my very best to give you the most helpful and entertaining information I can find on any topic you come up with. Last week, she challenged me with boot blacking, and I come up with some good stuff on it too. So, just so everybody knows, I love a good fetish challenge. So, with that said, if anybody has a fetish request, you just let me know, or a kink. You know, we discussed the difference between fetishes and kinks. Fetishes are all subcategories of kinks. Just so you know, kinks come first, then fetishes are a subcategory. So, I think we remember that from last week, right? Hope so. And you get a drink. That's right. Tell them, Mott. Yeah, because I do. I cater. Here's a little insight into my mixology. I have a huge, huge recipe book from when I did this back when I was in college. And I will take variations of a couple of drinks a lot of times and change them around, and then I get to name the drink. Anytime I change a drink just by one ingredient, it gives me the ability to change the name. So what I do is I do make those little changes, and then I name the drink to fit the show. That's what it's all about. It's all about fun. And here lately, I don't know if any of you all know this. I know Mott does. I'm a musician as well. I play the drums. I love music. I love hard rock. I love metal. I love hard alternative rock. I have been trying to interject a little bit of music in with this too. It kind of fits the theme of the bar and, you know, the kinks and the drinks and all that. So hopefully you've been enjoying some of my music taste too. So anyway, that is a little insight to my psyche, how I go about doing things and why I do what I do. Now, this next thing is how to use sensory deprivation for sexual kicks. And of course, every one of these articles say the same, go across the same thing of sight first, hearing next. But very few get into the actual, I've already discussed this with you, but very few of these articles actually get into double sensory restriction. Now that's when it gets fun. The more senses you can take away, the more control you have over your subject. The more things you can do, the more heightened their senses become. Now, picture in your mind being tied to the bed, completely naked, can't hear a fucking thing, can't see a damn thing. You can smell. That's the only sense that you have left, is that you can smell. And you do have the sense of sensation, touch, on all of your body but your hands. You can't touch yourself, but you can be touched. Now, you do not have any clue what your partner's getting ready to do. As they walk up on you, they don't even have to be quiet because we've taken away your sense of hearing as well, and dribble ice-cold water down your chest. Then, nothing. There's absolutely nothing. It dries. You wonder what's next. Candle wax, maybe. Then, just for fun, one of my favorite things to use is, oh yeah, mind fucking. This is basically that. That's basically what this is mind fucking. And then one of my favorite things to use for sensation play, I make no secret about it, I love silk. I did not do a Silky Saturday today because I was busy doing other things. Sorry, you'll have to wait until next week to get a Silky Saturday from me. However, I will be doing Sexy Stocking Sundays. I will never miss that if I can help it. Anyway, I digress. I love silk. I love touching with silk. I love being touched with silk. Now, just imagine all your senses taken away from you. You just had hot and cold put on you. And then you have an extended period of time of nothing. And I go over to my silk drawer. And I don't get one pair of panties or something like that. I get a handful of my slips or my 90s that are super silky. And I start at your feet and I work my way all the way up to your face and all the way back down. And then what makes that so hot is you had no idea what's coming next. When that's gone, you don't know what the next sensation's going to be. Maybe the next sensation is I go get some essential oils, and I open up a little bit of essential oil, and I put it underneath your leather mask, right underneath your nose to where you smell that. That might be your next sensation. You don't know. That is what makes this so erotic. That's what makes this so stimulating. That is what makes sensory deprivation so powerful, is you don't know. Now, I have pretty much covered most of everything that goes into sensory deprivation or sensation play, because I told you when we did the sensation play, I could do probably 6 months worth of sensation play every week and do something different because there's just so many things. But you have a really good working idea of what we're talking about at this point. And you have a really good idea how to implement some sensory deprivation. So now what I want to do, I want to close out the show by telling you maybe another story or two of my personal experience with sensory deprivation. And I am going to tell you a story about taking control of a man that normally does not give up control. Very alpha, very, very strong, very strong-willed. And a few of you may know who I'm talking about. And I have no problem sharing this part of my life. I just don't. The man I'm talking about is my ex. He is a general in the Marine Corps. And so you know he is very alpha. Very alpha. I talked him into light bondage one night. He just thought I was going to tie him down and then, you know, ride him or whatever. So I tied him down. And then I got his permission. I said, so are you going to let me have my way? And he says, well, that depends on what it is that is your way. And I told him, well, I've already got you tied down, so I can pretty much do whatever the fuck I want because, you know, I pretty much got permission when you said I do. But anyway, I started off when I tied him down. The very first thing I did was ball gagging so he couldn't bitch. I didn't want to hear him. Oh, I don't want to do that. I ball gagged him. That was the very first thing I did. And context. Ball gagging for me is not putting a ball gag in your mouth and you being able to wall it around or spit it out or anything like that. When I ball gag you, you're fucking ball gagged. You are ball gagged. No, don't make any mistake about it. You are not getting that fucker off without my help. So anyway, I ball gagged him. He wasn't real happy about that. And then I turned all the lights off first. I wanted to see what his reaction was. And he's struggling to see what I'm doing. I'm moving around, doing different things, having just having a lot of fun with it. And I noticed that he was, disposed, I guess is a good word for it. So I decided I was going to blindfold him. And at this point, I didn't have hoods or anything like that. I used one of those sleeping masks, and I blindfolded him. And then I started just touching, moving my hand up and down his torso, every so often grabbing a hold of his cock, giving him a nice little squeeze. Just little, little teases, things that he couldn't see. And both of us are military, so both of us have the shooting muffs, the noise-canceling headphones. So the next thing I do, I'm like, man, he can still hear what I'm doing. So I took that away from him as well. And I spent the better part of 2 hours tormenting him with every sensation play I could come up with. Hot, cold, vibrations. That's another great sensation play item. Vibrations from a toy, especially when you cannot see, but you can hear. And don't just put it in the, the obvious places. Put it in different places, like the ball of his foot, the palm of his hand, the quick of his wrist, or the quick of his elbow. Places like that. Callie says, oh yes, Miss Kristen knows about toys and vibrations. Yes, I do. So this went on for a while. And then, of course, when you take away the hearing as well, then the vibrations, it's a shock when it touches you because you don't know it's coming. And, to let you in on how the story ends, it ended with me making him come without stroking, without sucking, without fucking. I put one of my, at this point, I think it was one of the original Hitachis, the magic wands, them great big monstrosities from way back. It was one of them. And what I did is I put one hand on one side of his cock and that vibrator on the other, and I vibrated an orgasm out of him. Super, super hot. Matter of fact, it kind of got me turned on just telling the story. And then one last quick one. Me being the subject of the sensation play. And this is another story about Carrie. She had a couple of her friends come over. Welcome. How you doing, Roy Boy? I'm glad you could make the last part of my show. You can catch the recording tomorrow. You can actually listen to the entire show, and I'll have transcripts up too. But anyway, Carrie, she took control of me again. And after she tied me down, she blindfolded me to where I couldn't see, and she took away my hearing. And she, this has not been that long ago. I have a fairly good collection of Lovin's toys. She put the Volse inside of me. And then she strapped my Dommy 2 to my clit. And she started just alternating them, playing with both of them, whatever. I couldn't do anything to stop it. I didn't know when things were going to happen. I couldn't hear her laughing. And then she took off my earmuffs, and then I could hear her laugh. And I would hear her laugh, and then I'd hear her do something. Oh. And just back and forth. And, yeah, that was one of those experiences that you don't forget about. So there are so many different things that you can do. Experiment around. Always make sure that your partner is okay with it. Always. Get prior consent. Don't go doing something that is going to cause issues. Or don't do anything that's illegal. And I know that's kind of a hit and miss in our today's society with all the fucking Puritans. Fuck Puritanism! I have to say that every show. That's in my contract. Sorry. So, if anybody has a fetish they would like to explore, yeah, fuck John Calvin over and over. Matter of fact, I would love to be able to go back in time with all my accoutrements of toys, and I would love to fuck the Puritanism out of John Calvin once and for all. Oh, Bruno would be a good start, but I have found actually Bruno has a big brother now named Butt Kiss, because he will kiss that butt in places that you have no idea that you even had. too funny. But anyway, anybody have a fetish or a kink you would like to hear me discuss here? Let me know. Next week is going to be a lot of fun. Next week, I have at least one guest, maybe two, maybe three, don't know. But next week is going to be all about dirty stories, naughty stories, telling on each other, telling on ourselves, and the reason for the change or the reason for that is next Saturday is my actual birthday. And after the show, I am going to go out and do a little more partying and having some fun, but I'm celebrating the big part of my birthday on Thursday, so I'll be able to do my show and have some fun with y'all, too. Well, thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Maude. But so anyway, the show next week is going to be all about just us, whoever shows up, talking about dirty thoughts, dirty stories, things we want to do, things we have done. It's going to be basically a free-for-all that's going to be a lot of fucking fun. I am going to tell you some things that you may or may not know about me. And my guest, I'm going to put them on the hot button too. I'm going to get them talking about some of their hot confessions. Yes, true confessions. That's what we're going to name the show. Thanks, Mott. You just named the show for next week. Good job. Yeah. Yeah. Not truth confessions, but true. We're going to call it true confessions. And that's what I'm going to title the show next week. And that gives me an idea for a drink, too. So we're going to call, matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and do a spoiler alert on the drink. The drink's name is going to be Truth Serum. So anyway, yeah, I don't know what's going to be in the drink yet, but I've got the name for it already. So, and the show's name, True Lies. Ooh, I like that, but I don't lie. When I tell a story, there's no lie to it for a couple of reasons. If I ever have to tell the story again, if I tell a lie, I won't be able to tell the story again because I won't remember the lie. So I always tell the truth. So I think True Confession, or yeah, True Confessions is a good name. And then True, or Truth Serum. I like both of those. Now, as I was saying, if you all have any suggestions for kinks, fetishes, hell, if you all want to do an entire show of me talking about how to make fucking drinks, we can do that too. It's, this show is not mine. It's yours. This is all about you. I want you all to be able to get the most out of my shows. And I want you to all enjoy them. I am reading what Callie read. Verse in multitude is a bitch for liars who actually care about appearances. Okay. That's funny. Yeah. But like I said, I try to keep everything real. It's just more fun. And not only that, but it gives you a little bit more insight into your hybrid mistress. And that's what I am. I am a hybrid mistress. And for those of you who are still struggling, not understanding exactly what that is, before I close out tonight, I will give you a quick definition. A hybrid mistress, me, is somebody that does not conform to being a sensual mistress or being an extreme dominatrix. I do a little bit of it all. I lure you in with my soft, sweetie, it's okay, and then get you all lured in, and then when you misbehave or you need the strict discipline, I'm there for that too. So, anyway, I am going to also drop my credentials where you can find me here in the chat. And if anybody wants to fill out the suggestion for a show in the future, it's the very bottom link in that. And I do look forward to getting more and more suggestions. And I plan on doing this show for a long time. So I'm glad that you all showed up and that you all enjoy it. I do appreciate you all every week. Now, thanks for listening to Kinks and Drinks. You can find us live here every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern here at Enchantrix Radio. I love saying that because that's where we're at now for a while. But you must be 21 or older to partake. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or at my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. I usually have that up by early morning. If it's not up early morning, it'll be up by, you know, noon or so. So anyway, I want you all to have a wonderful weekend. Have a happy Easter if that's your thing. If not, hey, you know, you do you, and that's how you do it. No judgment from anybody here. Love you all. Have a wonderful weekend, and have a safe week until we meet again next time.